हेलो,
हेलो, एम एस स्पीकिंग
दिस
टू
इज
मिस्टर
मथियास।
या एम एस स्पीकिंग टू मिस्टर मैथिस
यस, आई एम मथियास।
या हाय सर, दिस साइड प्रियंका. आई एम कॉलिंग फ्रॉम इंडिया. एक्चुअली
यस
आई नीड सम इंफॉर्मेशन रिगार्डिंग पॉलीमर एडिटिव्स.
ओके
सो सर, एक्चुअली आई एम कॉलिंग फ्रॉम अ रिसर्च फर्म एंड करेंटली आई एम वर्किंग ऑन अ रिसर्च रिपोर्ट दैट इज हाई परफॉर्मेंस प्लास्टिक एडिटिव. एंड ड्यूरिंग दैट रिपोर्ट आई हैड गॉन थ्रू सम रिसर्च एंड फाइंडिंग्स ऑन विच आई नीड सम एक्सपर्ट एडवाइस फ्रॉम योर साइड.
ओके
सो कैन आई लाइक कंटिन्यू विथ माई क्वेश्चन.
Yeah, I have maybe 10 minutes, so if that would be enough, otherwise we would need to schedule something. Maybe we just start and see how far we go.
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much, sir. Actually, I'm working on a report that is high performance plastic additives which are used in high performance plastics. And during our preliminary estimates, we found out that high performance plastics account for 0.3% of overall plastic production. So, do you agree with our assessment? And if not, what according to you can be the average contribution of high performance plastics in overall plastic production?
Yeah, the question is, what do you consider as a high performance plastic? So it's definitely a small percentage because the majority is low performance. Yeah. So the question, if you have 0.3 or 3% or maybe 15% of high performance plastics, I think that really depends on which group of plastics do you consider to be
Actually,
high
sir,
performance.
yeah, we have considered fluoropolymers, high performance polyamides, sulfone polymers, liquid crystal polymers, polyimides, and in other section we have considered PEEK family and PLA plastic and some other sorts of high performance plastics. So
Yeah, then.
during preliminary estimates we have found out that high performance plastic account for less than 1% in overall plastic production. And
Yes, I would agree to this. Less than one would be a
yeah.
good number, yes.
And the plastics which we have considered for that, we have taken 0.3% in overall plastic production for the current 2021 year 2021. So as per you, is that number seems fine to you, or can we should increase that percentage?
Yeah, 0.3% sounds very small, so but I think it's hard to estimate. So sorry. So I can below 1% I would fully agree, but how much below I don't know. Yeah, that's very difficult because it's not clear how many millions of tons of polyethylene and polypropylene and PVC are in the world. Yeah, so I think
Actually,
it's really.
sir, we have not considered polypropylene because that comes under standard plastics. We have only
Yes,
considered
but
high
sorry.
performance plastics.
But the other plastics are the of the percent, the second number. Yeah, you.
High performance
So what?
polyamides.
Yeah, what is faster glowing? I think the biggest group of what you have told me is the high performance polyamides, and they are still small compared to the others. So less than 1%. I would not go more accurate to this number. I have no opinion how more, no more, no closer opinion. Sorry.
And sir, the average percentage of plastic additives used in high performance plastics is around 7%. So do you agree with our conclusion? And if not, what can be the average percentage of plastic additives used in high performance plastics?
Can you repeat the percentage you have mentioned? So
7%, sir. 7.
7%. The polyamides alone is less than 7% of all high performance plastics. But that also really depends on what do you consider. Is PET which is used for the bottles. Is this a high performance plastics or is it not?
No,
so
no, sir.
it's
PET,
not
no. PET is not an. Actually,
so
I'm talking about the additives which are used in high performance plastics. So
yeah
we have considered
then
7% of additives are used in plastics.
yeah then I would agree. Yeah.
Is it seem fine to you?
Yes.
Okay, and sir, actually I also want to know about the price of plastic additives. Actually in 2021 we have found out that many of the major firms are increasing the price of plastic additives. So we had considered the price of around $13.7 per kg for high performance plastic additives. So can you like throw some light on the price of additives?
I think that's not so, there's no general answer to this. Yeah.
Okay.
I think there are high performance plastics, if you include the polyamides into it, they do not contain any additive at all. So the cost would be zero.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, there are high performance polyamides, which contains very expensive heat stabilizers and on top nucleating agents and on top, yeah, and then the polymer additives is much higher in cost. So for me, it's difficult to give an average number of this because there are too many differences. I think this is this needs to be calculated and nobody has the data of everything. So it's very hard to find. But I would say it's definitely below €1 is the cost for the stabilizers. Yeah. But
okay.
How much below, it can be zero. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
it can be also very close to €1 if it's a very expensive additive.
Actually, sir, the additives which we have considered are plasticizers, flame retardants, lubricants, antioxidants, stabilizers, and reinforcing additives, radiopack fillers, and other type of fillers. So the overall average price of this additives, can we reach to the average price of this additives that we had considered in our report?
To be honest, if you include the flame retardants,
yeah.
then the price is even more than €1 per kg because flame retardants is typically added, at least the halogen-free flame retardants in 20%. And then you cannot, then you cannot work with €1. Then it's maybe €1.50 to €2. Then it's more expensive.
Okay, so the price which we have taken, we have to increase that price, like $13.7 per kg.
For the flame retardants, yes. For flame retardant polyamides, yes.
And if we talk about the overall average price, so can you please tell me about the average price? Like if we have to consider
the average price is definitely below €1, but I don't know how much below. Definitely below one.
Okay.
Let's
and
say closer to 50 than to 100 cents. So somewhere in between, I would see.
And sir, the market which we have estimated for global high performance plastic additive for 2021 by value is around 1 billion. And by volume in kilotons, we have reached to the volume of 82 kilotons of overall high-performance plastic additive with a CAGR of around 8%, like for the compounded growth rate of around 8%. So, like, do you agree with this or what according to you?
To be honest, I don't know. I cannot. I have no opinion on that one. Sorry.
Okay, and sir, like we have, as I told you earlier, that we have considered fluoropolymers, high-performance polyamides, sulfone polymers, liquid crystal polymers, and polyamides. So, as per you, which is the most prominent plastic used currently? Like, can you provide
high-performance polyamides? I would say high-performance polyamides.
Like, can you tell me about the percentage, how much percentage, like a range of percentage which is used?
Of the additives in the high-performance polyamides?
No, sir, the overall high-performance polyamide. Like the, I am talking about the
Um,
plastic, sir.
sorry, I cannot I cannot estimate because there are too many groups, so I just no, I have I cannot give a
Okay,
reasonable
so
estimation.
after high performance polyamide, which plastic can be considered in second state, can we consider fluoropolymers in second?
What do you mean with the second state polymers?
Like, sir, I'm talking about the ranking. If we have to provide ranking for a different type of plastics, high performance plastics, so can we consider after high performance polyamide, can we consider fluoropolymers?
Tja, to be honest, I have no good estimation of the market size of fluoropolymers. But they are definitely much, much smaller than the polyamides, but I don't know if there is something
Okay.
else in between. I would think PPS is maybe larger than fluoropolymers. Yeah,
Okay.
because there are also big plants running. Yeah. Polyether sulfones are also big in the meantime. So I have no good data on this, sorry. And I'm sorry, I would like to stop the interview now because I have another meeting.
So, sir, can I
So
mail you my questionnaire? If you can provide me your mail ID, I can mail you my question.
yes.
Can you please
You can
provide me your
mail it
mail?
to me.
Yeah, your mail ID, sir.
It's on the homepage. Did you find it on
Okay.
the company homepage? Where is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Matthias.buch? Yeah.
Yeah. I had got it. I'll mail you the questionnaire and my estimation sheet. Please do provide your insights on that, sir. Actually, my report is at ending stage, so I need some advice
Okay.
from some
Yes.
experts. I
Thank you very
definitely.
much.
Yeah. Thank you so
Okay.
much.
Thank you. Have a nice
Yeah.
day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Same to you.